Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to encourage you, please be careful out there. Father, I just ask you to watch over everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them safe, keep them protected, and watch over them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And I just ask, Father God, Lord, that you keep our entire state and every member of it safe, and all of those facing severe winter weather right now, keep everyone safe and protected. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hour number three. Great to be with you. Thanks so much for joining me. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. We've covered a great deal of ground from the trans deception to the LGB issue to the situation with the young man who was injured last night in the football game, and we've looked at that from several different perspectives, in particular talking about the vaccine injury and the underlying issues that would have created, according to Dr. Peter McCullough and what he's written with regards to that situation. And our thoughts and prayers are with him and with the family. But more importantly, that God required that America take a knee last night. He got our attention. And he said, folks, I'm the answer. I'm the answer to all of this. So take a knee. And much of America did take a knee last night. And so I would suggest that is the good news that comes out of what took place last night. Also had Veronica Kirilenko on. We talked about the Russia-Ukraine situation as well. She has family both in Russia and in Ukraine. And we got into some of that. We'll get her back to have some more detailed talk about that coming up. I'm very excited to have he is a first-time guest, but a veteran radio and television person, and also a veteran of our culture war and fighting for American freedom. He is the president of Save America's Freedom. He is the author of Memphis, A Rock DJ Uncovers Conspiracy Behind the MLK Jr. Assassination. And I want to welcome to the program Mike Hambrick. Mike, welcome. Good to have you with me.
Dr. Gregory, it's good to be with you this morning. I'm blessed to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure, sir. My pleasure. Well, let's dive right into this. One of the things that you know, that you talk about is the where the battle is right now, and asking the question, are we on the verge of a revolution within our own country, or is that, you know, is that the plan, I don't know, is it the plan of the left, or is it the, or is it the insinuation that they're putting on you know, on American patriots? Now they've got Christian nationalism is the real enemy of our country, according to the authoritarians in power. Mike, let me let you talk.
Well, thanks for that intro. Memphis is my first novel. And you don't write fiction without it being somewhat autobiographical, and this certainly is. The protagonist, the main character, is loosely based on my career in broadcasting, and Memphis is the first of two novels that follows the path of the career of Matthew Harrison, who is the main protagonist. And he began in earnest his broadcast career in Memphis during the Civil Rights Movement, and was in Memphis in 1968 when Martin Luther King was killed. And what he was able to stumble onto, uncover, become involved in, was the vast conspiracy behind the assassination of Dr. King that brought together disparate groups and individuals who ordinarily would not be associated with one another, but they came together for this one purpose and a single purpose that they were all committed to, which was the killing of Dr. Martin Luther King. And that conspiracy ranged from all the way from J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI to the KKK to the Dixie Mafia to the Memphis Police Department and the U.S. military intelligence, the CIA. It was a huge, broad and deep conspiracy that brought the demise of Dr. King. And I think that the timing of it is pretty relevant in that because President Biden has refused to release all of the documents concerning the assassination of Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. I mean, John F.
JFK,
Kennedy.
Right.
Yeah. And that's interesting because J. Edgar Hoover had what he called a prayer list. And on that prayer list were three sets of initials: JFK, MLK, and RFK. And along with Malcolm X, they were the four people, nationally known people, who were cut down, assassinated in the 1960s, and they all had several things in common, not the least of which was the opposition to the Vietnam War. And the so-called military-industrial complex was not about to allow, and the deep state was not about to allow the war to end. It was producing too much money for that machine. And I think that was the final nail in the coffin, if you will, of Dr. King, was his open opposition and eviscerating the government of America at the time. He gave that speech in 1967 in the Riverside Baptist Church in New York City. Which was known for its involvement in national and international affairs. It was kind of a forum for people to come and speak and talk about that, those things. So it the timing is great, but it also points out that the what has happened today? You said that we were on the verge of a revolution in this country. I think we've already had that revolution. And I think it, from my research and study, it actually began in earnest in this country in early 1900s, 1902, by a group of very dedicated, smart, capable, patient people. And it is that was the beginning of a socialist revolution in this country. And I think for all practical purposes, they have succeeded in that revolution. Mm-hmm. So what I'm thinking is necessary, and what I'm talking to people about, and others as well, is what we need now is, in essence, a counter revolution to bring back the America that we know and love, that was based on Judeo-Christian values, God's law, right, and freedom of speech and freedom of the individual, which is taken away. Freedom of speech and freedom of information is the first thing that goes by the boards with the socialist revolution and the socialist government. And that's what's happened. And this is an example. It's a symptom of the disease. We concentrate a lot on the symptoms and we avoid looking at what the disease is. This mandate by President Biden to maintain the secrecy of the Kennedy assassination documents is just another example of the control of information, mm-hmm, which is the first thing that socialists do in this country. And we, the universal we in this country, are pretty much have been dumbed down in our education and our understanding and knowledge of what socialism really is. But all we have to do is look at the 20th century and see that close to 100 million people died as a result of socialism, communism, and a tyrannical form of government, which is what socialism and communism ultimately leads to. When you look at Stalin, you look at Mao Zedong, you look at Pol Pot, you look at North Korea, look at all of these despot, socialist, communist countries, and you see millions of people that were killed as a result of it. So why don't we learn from that lesson? It's because we're not taught that lesson. And the people today that are espousing that the nirvana, the utopia of socialism, are just pure ignorant of what it ultimately leads to. And they're being led, we are being led, have been led off the cliff of the loss of our freedoms. And it's not an exaggeration to say that we need to become activists in this regard.
It's interesting, right? Yeah.
Revolution.
It's interesting because the other piece to this is that none of this has happened in a vacuum, and there have been insurgencies, if you will, on all sides of this in order to create this situation. You mentioned about the Vietnam War, and certainly there are a lot of negative issues that are associated with that, including the fact that the only way you got out of the Vietnam War was either a religious exemption or an academic exemption. And if you think about who took over our seminaries and our higher academia in the 1960s, it was the communists.
Yeah.
Because they were the ones that stayed behind.
Well, you've hit on the seminal point here, Dr. Greg, Pastor Greg. The what has happened over this period of time, since I traced it back to 1902.
Sure. Well, 1890. You can actually trace it back to about 1890, probably.
Yeah, you can. I chose to benchmark it at 1902 because it really began in earnest and a huge, powerful intellectual movement was birthed at that point. But what has happened, what you've mentioned and touched on, is that what has happened in our country is that the socialists have taken control of every lever of power and influence in the country. They've taken control of the education process. It is said those who control the making of images in this country control the culture. Well, broadly speaking, New York and Los Angeles certainly control the image of our culture, mm-hmm, and what it represents and defines it to all of our young people, I mean, to all of us, actually. And we have succumbed to that definition.
Sure.
They have taken control of certainly the government, through not only the election process, but also through all the government regulations and the government agencies mm-hmm. that have this unchecked power to operate and control and institute laws and regulations that
the administrative state
take away our freedoms.
Yep. Yep. The administrative state that has risen to power. And then you have the Chevron doctrine, which essentially has eliminated all congressional oversight. So there is no oversight over these entities, and they have their own court system. They have their own kangaroo court system. My friend Mike Dougherty, who wrote the book The Devil Inside the Beltway, went through that with his medical laboratory company and fought the FTC really up until just this last year. And there's still somewhat of a battle going on. But, it's really quite stunning. We got 30 seconds till we go into our first break, and then we'll come back and we'll have about 7 minutes on the other side. The revolutionary side of this, I don't know if you're familiar with Larry Klayman.
No,
attorney Larry Klayman. He writes, he's written a book called We Need This Counter Revolution. I would like to talk with you though about the revolution that happened right under our noses that you've written about and talked about, and that is the 2020 revolution with Antifa and BLM and the burning down of buildings and so on, which is a part of this revolution that you're speaking about that went on unchecked. And yet when peaceful protesters go to the Capitol and pray that our country doesn't get turned over fully to a communist regime, they all get arrested. Back with more right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II, defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Mike Hambrick. The name of the book is Memphis: A Rock DJ Uncovers Conspiracy Behind the MLK Jr. Assassination. He is a veteran journalist, former founder and president of Sundown Productions, hosted America's Business with Mike Hambrick. And Mike, we're talking about, you know, and I think we're on the same understanding that, you know, that we're not in a place where we're scrapping to try to hold on to something. They've undermined every institution, every foundational piece that made America and has made America the incredible experiment and successful experiment that she has been. They've undermined all of that. Talk to me about how you view what happened in the summer of 2020. And maybe, you know, some people will say, oh, well, that was the beginning. I think what we need to look at is to say, no, that was the culmination. That was the nail in the coffin, if you will, because they were able to get away with it.
Well, yeah, I think it's just a continuing a strain of events. And it's not over. It's all a part of the same compendium, and there is more to come. But yes, it was a major step with all of the woke generation, all of but that's part of the socialist playbook, is to pit groups and individuals against each other and create chaos. Chaos is the friend of socialism. Chaos is what socialism is all about, because that's how you maintain control and influence. If people are desperate, if they think that there's, you know, that doom and gloom is coming, mm-hmm. they look for an answer. And they have taken off the board all the answers except a status-controlled government, a socialist government. So everybody looks to the federal government for answers, and the federal government is socialist by all practical purposes. So they give a check mark to all of those isms and all of those divisive organizations, and give them credibility. They give them platforms. They give them legality. It's all a part of the plan, and we're being duped by it, and we continue to be duped by it because we have been dumbed down, our educational system by and large. There was a debate back in 1988 on the campus of Stanford between Bill Bennett, former education secretary under Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm. and the president of Stanford, about whether or not the teaching of Western civilization should continue to be a part of the curriculum at Stanford. And those opposed to it in the parking lot were saying, hey, ho, ho, Western Civ has got to go. And ultimately it did, for all practical purposes, as it was taught. It was taught that Western civilization is a terrible thing. The people who were part of the greatest thing since the birth of Christ on this planet were all oppressors and slave owners and misogynists and just evil people. And it was an evil thing, as they have defined it, when in fact they're living off the fumes, though the socialists are, of the freedoms and the prosperity that American civilization and American government provided for them. It's truly a dichotomy that just astounds me, and I'm sure you, the fact that we can be the collective, we can be that duped, but we certainly have been duped.
Well, and I think it flows back to, you know, the indoctrination that's taken place in our education system. You know, one of the things that I think backfired in their whole pandemic was that parents, you know, and you know, you've got to go back probably two, even three generations before you get to a group of individuals that that aren't, you know, tainted, if you will. But even the tainted group of parents that were forced to come home because of the forced closure of businesses and so forth were able to look at the books that their children were bringing home from school and say, wait a minute, this is not what I thought I was sending my child to learn. Final minute.
Absolutely. There's no question that there was an awakening to some degree, but I would suggest that you look at it from this perspective, that's once again is just another symptom. And that plays right into their hands as well, as all the attention is focused on this one particular symptom in a particular confines of time, while outside of the confines of that one system, they're steadily at work with their whole socialist movement and continuing nonstop. So we can't say if we solve this little problem, then everything is going to be okay.
Agreed.
It's a large, huge problem, and it's a tough fight, but it's something that we all have to engage in if this country and if this Judeo-Christian country is to survive.
Well, and I think at the end of the day, If we don't stay focused on bringing God back into the center of this and fighting that fight that recognizes that our rights, our liberties, our freedoms, everything we're given is given by Him and it's put in us. And that is the right side of this fight. And it's the only side of this fight that can win.
Absolutely.
Mike, thank you so much.
Can I say just one thing? If you want to get Memphis,
yes.
Memphis, go to bookbaby.com and go to the bookshop at Book Baby and take a look at Memphis and see if it's something you might want to read.
Excellent. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break.
Me.
We come back. Matt Long and I'll get into a variety of things right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called UltraShot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. UltraShot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Greg.
Now, all back right. to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And as we do here on Tuesdays, gosh, we've been doing this for a long time, a long, long time now. And it is always my pleasure to join my good friend over at the Hill Country Patriot Radio, the Matt Long Show, and my dear friend, Mr. Matt Long. Happy New Year to the Hill Country Patriot folk and all the audience listening there, excuse me, in the Hill Country. And Happy New Year to you, Matt. Great to have you on board.
Well, thank you, sir. Happy New Year to you and to your family and your neck of the woods over there. We had a great, enjoyed our discussion yesterday. Pastor Greg actually had all of his family together under one roof last week for a day or so. And, man, I don't know, families listening out there, that doesn't happen very often, does it, Pastor Greg?
No, having everybody here hasn't happened in a while. So it was really, really, really neat to be able to have all of my kids here and the grandkids and so forth, and just be able to spend time. We did an in between Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Christmas celebration, and that was just really, really, really precious and very special. So I hope that everybody listening was able to enjoy some quality family time, and we think about those things especially. And I know that, you know, I've been an advocate of boycotting, you know, the NFL and a lot of the things that they have been standing for. But I think a lot of people are aware that last night a young man was involved in a play, and after that play collapsed on the football field, and today is in a hospital in Cincinnati, and he is we don't know what ultimately is going to end up happening for him. But I've told my audience this morning, last night, God told the nation, take a knee.
Yeah. Boy, they did. And apparently from what I've read this morning, they have decided to call it a heart attack.
Yep.
Cardiac arrest.
Yep.
Whether or not it was associated with the hit to the chest is all going to be interesting, but lots of prayers. It was, it was one of those, it was a quiet moment of truth last night, and how much we depend on God, and man, how fragile life is. Pastor Greg, you and I were talking about last night about the church committee. We've been hearing this term quite a bit. As the Republicans have taken over the House in D.C., we've been hearing this idea of a church-type committee. And, you know, that was just long enough ago, Pastor Greg, that there may be some people who weren't even born who are listening to this who don't even know what a church committee is. So I'm going to go real quickly and just go over it.
Sure.
And basically, the church committee was put together in 1975, and it was to take a look at what a lot of people felt like the overreach of certain government agencies, the CIA, the FBI. I'm not sure if the IRS was in on this one. Yes, the IRS, the FBI, the CIA, the National Security Agency, NSA. In other words, the four that I believe today we're having issues with were called to the carpet in 1975, and there were a lot of positive things that came out of that, but a lot of things that didn't change. And so here we are again in 2023 talking about the overreach of the FBI, the CIA. I don't know if the CIA is in on this one, but the FBI and the NSA and the IRS, and is it time for another church-style committee? Did I give enough of a background there, Pastor Greg?
Well, I think so. I think so, and it's interesting. I've been mentioning to my audience something that was shared with me. My wife actually found it, and I'd heard about it before, but I never actually sat down and watched it, and that's something you can find on Rumble called Out of the Shadows. It is a documentary with an interview by a former Hollywood stuntman who then interviews a CIA whistleblower, and there's a lot of information in there about the CIA and a lot of the tactics that they used. I had John O'Connor on, who was an attorney for a former assistant deputy during Watergate, FBI during Watergate, who blew the whistle on what was really going on with regards to Watergate and the CIA prostitution operation that was actually all about. There was a prostitution operation that was happening in the offices right next to the suite at the Watergate where the DNC was. You went into the office, and on the back side of the double doors, there was a woman who sat at a desk who took phone calls and connected prostitutes with foreign dignitaries and with other high-level Washington sort. And they were using LSD, they were using a lot of different drugs and so forth, and they would drug these individuals, and then subsequently they wanted to see how they could manipulate them and what kind of dirt they could get on them. And the connection between that and Eric Swalwell and the prostitution ring that the Chinese were running in our House intelligence just in the last few years, and the Jeffrey Epstein, what was going on with regards to that. And many believe that Epstein was a government shill who was being used to get tape in order to blackmail high-level officials as well, for who we don't know, somebody was pulling the strings on all of that. So the tentacles are it's radical, because back then in 75, when they began to pull back the curtain and look at this, I think Americans were still under the impression that they should be able to trust these entities, and they, you know, began to realize that that wasn't the case. We also talked last night, Matt, about how the confusion of trying to figure out what is truth, what isn't truth. And let me temper this by saying this. When you look at the 45 goals of the Communist Party, one of those goals that the communists had was to disband the FBI and to discredit the CIA. Just stop and think about. So why? Coming out of Air Force Intelligence, which I was a Russian linguist in the Cold War, I know how significantly important it was for us to have an intelligence operation that was monitoring what our enemies were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI's job was to stop communism. This is just telling you how I looked at it from my world perspective at that time, was to stop the communist infiltration on our shores as a domestic law enforcement arm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where are we today?
You know, one of the questions that came up during the church the church committee hearings was, what you just said, we need to have an intelligence arm making sure not only from the outside, but that we're being protected from the inside as well. And so there needs to be some ability for the our internal, and that would be the FBI, to track and trace and make sure that we're not being taken down from the inside. But then there is that balance between personal freedom. And it's interesting that they talk about that balance quite a bit during the church committee hearings. But I believe to this day we still have a constitution that requires that any surveillance done on a U.S. citizen have some kind of a warrant. And that is where I think we're finding out. And by the way, I found out last night that the FISA court was set up. Court was set up during that time. I did not know that. I thought FISA court was brand new. No. The FISA court has been around for a long time.
Yep. And its purpose was supposedly to do exactly what you're talking about. It's also should be noted that the reason the CIA and according to what John writes about in his book, the reason the CIA did Watergate was because J. Edgar Hoover said, I am not going to partner with you in your efforts, because the CIA prostitution operation was not just against foreigners, it was against U.S. citizens. And Hoover said, I will not partner with you to spy on Americans. I'm cutting you off.
I find that kind of interesting because Hoover was well known for spying on Americans and keeping information on Americans for future use. Is that not true?
There's some question with regards to the validity. The Hoover movie is filled, according to John, with a whole lot of, it's all propaganda, the whole thing. And that doesn't surprise me, and this is why I encourage people to get, there's a WND film called Disinformation, The Secret Strategy to Destroy the West, the true story of a Soviet bloc spy chief who left the dark side to shine a light on the greatest source of political evil in today's world. And it's communists, and it's their disinformation campaign. And if you watch this and just allow yourself to watch it and watch what they're doing, what they do, it's going to give you a better ability to discern the chaos that we're in right now. Because this is part of our conversation, folks, that Matt and I had last night. And the challenge, you know, when we talk about, because free press is one of the ways the government was supposed to be kept in check. Unfortunately, right. We don't have that anymore. We don't have investigative journalists. Here's the problem. We also don't have the training. I'm not a trained journalist. Matt is not a trained journalist. We're trying as best as we can to bring the right people on to our programs to share with you the right information.
Mm-hmm.
That's our goal. That's what we want. That's what we are trying our very best to do. That's what I've been trying to do for 11 years.
And I believe both you and I respect our listeners to the point that we want them to make up their own minds.
You bet.
That we're going to lay out data and information, but I trust my, I don't know about your listeners, but all my listeners are sharp as a tack, Pastor Greg, every last one of them. And they are perfectly capable of taking a look at evidence and information and forming their own opinions. And I think that is what you and I do, and try to bring as much truth as possible,
right.
But then allowing them to make their opinions on that.
And I agree with that disclaimer completely. But I also believe that you and I, because of the integrity that we try to live by, are not going to intentionally bring somebody onto the program that we believe is going to mislead them.
That's right.
We are going to be guards at the gate, and then we're going to say to you, here's what we've discovered. Now you take this further. And it's one of the reasons why we bring varieties. I bring a variety of individuals on that are addressing a variety of issues, from vaccines to health, to world issues, to local government issues, to education issues, to cultural issues, to moral issues, to all these different things. Now you select the arrow that you want to shoot, and you go be that arrow. You go be that arrow. That's the goal. You go be that arrow. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And there you go. And I know we've gone probably beyond certain time constraints or whatever you want to say, but I think this is a critically important conversation for us all to have. And I hope that you are blessed by it. And I wish everyone listening a very wonderfully happy new year. I do. You know, God said last night, get on your knees. I am demanding your attention. Get on your knees.
Yep.
And remember,
absolutely,
that I'm the answer. I'm the answer, God said last night.
That's right. All right, Pastor Greg, it's always fun. Thank you so much for sharing your audience with our audience, and for bringing in your opinions and your thoughts on things. And we'll talk again next week.
Amen. God bless y'all. Take care. Bye bye now.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear,
even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Let's see. Coming up tomorrow on the program, David Shistokas, our constitutional expert, will be with us on the show tomorrow. We are also going to be joined tomorrow by a member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Donna Jackson will be with us on the program tomorrow. And we will be getting into the situation regarding the Griner exchange and what happened with regards to that, and get her thoughts with regards to that. Also coming up on the program tomorrow, we'll have Dr. David Wormser will be back with us with Rick Manning. And we'll be talking with you specifically about Israel. We'll get into that whole situation. Israel, for the very first time in its history since 1948, actually has a very strong religious conservative leadership that's actually going to put God first. Traditional biblical Jewish values will be at the forefront of everything that they do. So that's going to be interesting to watch. Tieran Rose will be with us. Tieran Rose Mandelberg will be with us tomorrow. I'm pretty sure T. Rose is going to be the guest tomorrow. So we should have her. And then I'm working on another guest that was offered to me. Let's see, boom, 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 boom. Looking to see. Okay. I don't see a response yet, but I'm waiting to see. There's, Ryan Hartwig sent me an introduction, to, a gal who, is a health and human services whistleblower. And, so we will see if she is, able to join us tomorrow. We'll get into that. Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. The tax dollars of people who are listening, are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. This is something else. And so we'll get into that as well. Lots more, throughout the week as well. Trying to get Reverend Jim Harden on the program. Rafael Cruz is with us this week. Ward Connerly is with us this week. We've got Tim Scheff is back with us. And by the way, don't forget about your health assessment. We're looking for the first 40 people. We'll get a free health assessment, and you'll see me throughout the program taking these apple cider vinegar gummies, a great source of energy, by the way. And I also drank my my juices, which included Vibe Ultra Shot and Resvante. There you go. I'm living what I'm talking about. All right. Hey, remember, at the end of the day, God wants us to be living what he's talking about.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Scheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage
coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.